What's up, duders? It's FNS Wrestling Podcast, and thanks for getting us here because we're at our 1 year anniversary.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay us.
Yay us.
And no fancy thing about you're the host and I'm your...
I'm the host. He's the co-host.
I am.
My name's Kevin, and his name's Bob.
Yep, neither of those things are true, but what is true is we are back to talk about some wrestling.
Not reviewing anything, though? Just a change of pace?
Yeah, we just thought we'd do something for fun after 1 year of reviewing shows specifically and other things we thought we would try out.
Yeah,
just kinda,
for better or for worse, we've been reviewing a million different things.
We shared a document, opened up, or sort of suggested a few topics to discuss, and then I tried not to consult. I saw yours, obviously, because I didn't want to duplicate.
I obviously saw yours.
But I
saw yours as well.
I don't really remember some of them, to be honest.
We're not trying to lay over too much.
No, so it's going to be a sort of an informal format of just us talking about our preferences, what we'd like to see in wrestling, ranking some people.
This is a live stream. You'd have like the chat too. That'd be cool eventually.
Yeah, someday we'll maybe get on the live stream. So that's the plan today. And then coming up will be a Slammiversary review for sure. A Money in the Bank review will also be coming up from us. And then I'll have to get out my Ring of Honor as well.
So you're going to get a bunch of stuff.
I'm a busy guy.
Lucky you guys.
In the next couple days, yeah, we should be putting out 3 or 4 different things. So keep an eye out for that.
And we'll be back on Saturday.
We'll definitely be back on Saturday with the first episode of year 2, episode 53, right?
So, that's true, yeah.
All right, so you want to get into this anniversary episode where we're talking about stuff. All right,
we're just talking about stuff, yeah.
Let's do it now and get into our first topic.
The first topic that I put in is 5 dream matches for the AEW New Japan crossover. Because this is a company like working relationship that we're yet to see much of.
Right. So
there's a lot of potential in this.
So it's it could happen since they're working together. So what would you like to see?
I feel like it's on the cusp of happening.
Now, to be fair, I would have to say that New Japan is not what I know the most about.
We know who's good.
We know who the major players are. I used to watch it a lot, and I'm kind of in and out of it, checking things out. So definitely I have the least knowledge of that, but still some for sure. So,
I would like to probably put in an honorable mention for Omega versus Shingo Takagi, for a champion versus champion
thing. I
think
that might be on my list, but we'll get there.
I didn't have it, but I just thought of it. So honorable mention of that.
Fair enough.
My first one is I put John Moxley versus Jay White.
Okay, why?
Mox is he's been my favorite since I've started watching wrestling. I love Dean Ambrose.
Shield and their guys, specifically him and Rollins were your guys.
Yeah, just Dean Ambrose was my guy. I just love them. And Jay White's been my favorite in New Japan since I've really known about them. He's cool.
Yep.
I like them both. So this is it's just basically my two of my favorite guys just in a match. And I think they're both good too, right? I think it'd be a really cool match.
For sure it would be.
Especially if you threw in a no DQ stipulation. Jay White, I think he's still leading Bullet Club. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But so I think this would just be a really cool match.
Nice. So I liked a lot of your suggestions when I look them over, but I tried to get creative to avoid duplicating anything.
Right.
And I also organized mine sort of in an order of a 5-match
I saw that,
like
yeah.
NXT.
I kind of tried to elaborate on mine so that way, right, kind of like you did.
Right, so my first is going to be 2 small but incredibly jacked guys who can do everything and book it as my hot opener, giving them 10 to 12 minutes just to get the energy going and drive everyone crazy with whatever they can do. And that's Taiji Ishimori, Bone Soldier. Versus Pac,
the bastard.
One of my all-time favorites. So
yeah, we saw Ishimori a bit in Impact, right?
He was super impressive to me.
Yeah,
and just the similar stature and similar builds and things. I think it would be a fantastic match.
I agree. That's a good one.
That's my hot opener. What do you have next?
I've also got a Pac match. I think he would be great to put up against Kota Ibushi.
Absolutely.
I think they're both such great talents. They both hit. They hit hard. They're high flyers. It's a real similarity between them. I just think they're both really good. So I just think it'd be really cool to put them against each other.
Yep, I might have gone that route too, but then I think I saw you took it, so I decided to get more creative. But that match would be crazy,
obviously.
It would
just be a crazy match between, they're both top tier guys, and they're pretty similar in ring.
Yep. So my second match to sort of a switch in styles, we just had the small, incredibly fast, high flyers. So now we're going to switch it up, and we're going to go Tomohiro Ishii, who's one possibly my favorite in New Japan. I just love he just looks different, the way he wrestles. He's had some crazy matches, especially in G1 Climax things. So he's going to take on Brian Cage.
Oh.
So just a couple. You got
Ishii.
You got Ishii, who's going to work that straightforward, hard-hitting Japanese strong style, and then you're going to mix that with like the video game-like offense of Cage. I think it'd be a really entertaining match. And again, it's following my opener because of the contrast in styles, right? We're going to follow the high flyers with a more physical sort of match here. So Tomo Ishii and Brian Cage in my second match.
Next, I got Hangman Page, my boy, versus Jay White.
Oh, you're duplicating Jay White, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. You're allowed. I have many There's no rules here, man.
I have many things I would like to see Jay White
That is true.
Do in AEW. Because Hangman's like one of the... He's the or top baby face. Yeah. Well, hey, that's one step closer.
That's true.
Hangman's like the most over babyface AEW's got, and Jay White's my New Japan favorite, and he's like the heel leader of Bullet Club.
Right.
And I think this would be a really cool match, and Hangman would be like the clear babyface to the heel Switchblade. And you could even do it like Hangman was in Japan for a bit.
Yes, he was.
Even I think when White beat Omega for the title. They had an interaction.
He was there when I was watching, I think, as a young man.
Right. And then he wasn't like, I remember seeing him at All In.
Yeah.
But anyway, so like White, I remember White won the U.S. title
right.
from Omega, and then they kind of had an interaction. So I think this would be really cool. And like Bullet Club with Jay White versus Hangman in the Dark Order. Like,
yeah.
I think this would be great.
So my third match
is both of them.
I'm going with a guy who will just kick the hell out of everybody. And then a guy who is really good at getting the hell beat out of him. So that's going to be Minoru Suzuki, one of the scariest guys in wrestling, versus Darby Allin. And I just would love to watch this, as Minoru Suzuki would do anything to just take out Darby Allin, and Allin would just keep coming back, and he would generate so
like
much...
It'd be like Walter and Dragunov.
Yeah, generate so much sympathy from the crowd facing like just a violent psychopath like Minoru Suzuki. So that would be one I would definitely want to see.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. And like, or like Walter versus Darby Allin would be cool for like a... WWE, AEW one.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Anyone that works that style versus he just takes a beating so well, right? Like, it's going to work.
Next, I went with the tag one. And so I went with Proud and Powerful, Santana Ortiz, LAX, whatever you want to call them, versus Guerrillas of Destiny.
I saw that. I like that because I had trouble getting a tag one, to be honest.
I think both of these teams are top teams in their respective promotions. I think they just kind of they strike some similarities for me. And I think they're just both really good. I feel like they're kind of similar teams, and I feel like they'd be a really cool kind of matchup.
It.
I can't really think. Some of the teams, like, you could go Young Bucks versus someone in New Japan, but Young Bucks were in Japan for a while, right?
They were. So that was part of it.
It's not even like there's, like, Young Bucks versus Guerrillas of Destiny, because I know that's happened, right? So this was, like, something we've never seen before that they would be really good.
I agree. I like that you... Because that's the thing, a bunch of the people in AEW were in New Japan,
right, like
you can hardly
do anything with guys like Omega and like any of the Elite, really.
Yep. My next one is probably going to be a surprise because it's got one guy I don't think many people would choose, but I've always really thought Sonata was awesome and kind of underused at times in his career. I just think he's really amazing in the ring, really fun to watch. So I've paired him up with Phoenix for this experiment.
Ah.
I just think he and Phoenix would work really well together. They could put on just a crazy spot fest of a match. And just something fun to for the fans, as I've set up this as like a pay-per-view, to cleanse their palate after I put in my notes, witnessing the murder of Darby Allin for 15 minutes in the match before this, right? So this will be something a little more fun for the fans before we get to my intense main event. So Sonata versus Phoenix is my fourth match on the card.
Oh, you went like in order of a card.
Yeah, absolutely. I even put like that was my hot opener, and then you've got a big kind of a physical match.
That. I just chose matches I wanted
That's
to
fine.
See.
That's fine. There's no wrong way to do
my
this.
My last
man.
One, it's pretty obvious, but you have to do it. It's Will Ospreay versus Rey Fénix. Like, how can you
that
not
would be nuts.
Book that? They're just the two of the most insane high flyers. If you could throw Ricochet in there, I would.
Yeah.
Because they're two of the most insane high flyers I've ever seen. And it would just be an absolutely bananas match.
Yeah, I went with what you talked about in the beginning because I kind of feel like I need to. My main event is going to be champion versus champion, Shingo Takagi versus Kenny Omega.
That's a match I think Kenny hasn't done, right? So there's one.
And I haven't seen a ton of Shingo, but what I have seen, it was before they really, really started pushing him in New Japan. I really thought he was excellent. So I would look forward to seeing more from him and just... Everybody in the ring with Kenny Omega, you're going to be elevated, right? So I imagine these two would put on a killer main event, and you could easily bill it as a dream match, I think, for this pay-per-view that I've created. So that right. would be my main event, the champions face-off.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Next
topic.
Going to the next topic. I think I put this one.
You did.
So who do you think the best all-around wrestler is currently, and then maybe a top three?
I did actually my three top is how I did it. So right. yeah.
I think it's really hard to pick between Omega and Hangman.
Yep.
Because Hangman, he's got the charisma, he's popular, he's phenomenal in the ring, and he's being groomed as a megastar.
He will be in the next couple months.
He's an all rounder. He's powerful, he's athletic, like he's got it all.
Yep.
And Omega's already at that kind of megastar level. He's already being considered as one of the best, right?
Right.
And his in ring ability is near unmatched. He's been playing a heel expertly the past few months as well, and it's really hard to choose. If I had to go top three, I want to tie these guys, but I would say Hangman, or sorry, Omega's got the edge right uh-huh. now, so I'd go Omega, then maybe Hangman, and then I don't know, either Walter or Roman Reigns.
Yep.
I don't know.
So the other thing that I love about Paige is his ability to do this subtle bit
or
of character.
Or maybe Adam Cole, actually.
Yeah, I was surprised you left him off.
No, Adam Cole, yeah.
The subtlety of some of the stuff Paige does, I think, is awesome. Also, the refreshing, like, doing this whole he has some self-doubt, which is a really unique thing in right. wrestling to be done, and it's being done really
well. I did
well.
Put in two more, so I'd probably go Omega, Paige, Cole.
Yeah.
Then maybe I would put in Pac, because I know you have him, and that's a good choice, if I'm being honest. And then Walter's pretty good, although he doesn't have, I don't know, the character bit. It's a little missing with him, so
right.
but I would still include him.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Those are all sure. solid yeah. choices, right? And it's hard to differentiate between the best and my favorite, so there might be a
right,
little bit
but
of overlap.
And when you're going all around, you have to really consider like character and wrestling,
yep.
like just the whole package, right?
So again, I didn't include any New Japan talent here. I just don't think I watch enough to evaluate them,
right?
So just,
I didn't even, just none came to mind for
don't
me,
get mad at me for leaving them
because
out
because I don't watch it, right?
Right, so I've considered all four WWE brands, AEW, Impact, and ROH are where I'm pulling these
all
from,
right.
So I in no particular order because I don't really know, but my top three are: first one is Walter. He easily makes my top three. Just a super unique look, right? Like just a big, kind of not super fit looking guy. Amazing in the ring. Crazy hard hitting style. Great matches against basically everybody. And to his credit, he's better in promos and interviews than I initially thought, because he really wasn't in any for a long time, right? They kept it really minimal. But lately he has been doing some things, and I thought he's been really good. So
yep.
I think he can be the centerpiece of any company. And honestly, I don't know who looks more legit as a champion of your company than this guy. Like Roman Reigns is probably close, but like this is a legit champion where you're kind of like, who can beat this guy sort of
right.
thing, right? So he's my first. My next one, he is probably my overall favorite, but I think that's because he is one of the best in the world. And that is Pac, as you mentioned. Just unbelievably crisp offense that looks like it has a little more impact than everybody else's for some reason. Incredible high flyer, excellent character work, which is not something I thought he had when he sort of was early on Neville in NXT, right?
WWE.
Yeah, I was really surprised at how well he could do a heel character.
Oh, right, that was the Cruiserweight division.
Yep. So he works as a heel or a face. I prefer him as a heel, but that's almost always the case with me. His time as a champion in AEW will come. I pretty much guarantee it. He's not positioned as one of the best in the world right now, but if you're considering everything he can do and sort of what makes up a great wrestler, he makes this list for me.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, it's not a very exciting choice, but I don't see how I leave Kenny Omega off this list, right? His credentials in terms of all the belts he's accumulating, and I know it's obviously...
Even currently in the past.
Yeah, it's
like
all
he's
best bout machine, right?
Right, like, he's held, like, I think almost every IWGP singles title.
Yep.
I think he's missing the Never Openweight title, but, like, and then even his current collection he's amassed, right?
Yes.
Like, it's very impressive.
This one's not a hot take, right? Most people would put him on this.
But you kind of have to, right?
Yep, he can work any style. His offense looks amazing. Like, just his V-triggers, I've seen them thousands of times, and they still look awesome to me every
there
time.
There are going to be a lot of people who say he's not that interesting. Like, my one friend doesn't love
yeah.
him, but those... Like, he watches mostly main roster. Like,
yep.
those are going to be... If you're, like, a hardcore wrestling fan, you know Kenny Omega is, like, the best there is right
now,
so. Maybe.
Yeah, if you're sort of beyond WWE, not that people can like whatever they like, but I would agree with that. He can tell an incredible story in the ring. He kind of checks all the boxes, right, for a top-tier megastar.
Right.
I know some people aren't a huge fan of his promo style, but I find him quite entertaining, to
so
be honest.
So, if you had to pick one, like, that's the best,
Oof.
Who would you go with?
I guess... if I'm being honest, even though I don't like him the best out of these three, I'd probably say Omega.
Yeah, it has. I like him, but he's not my least favorite
of the three on my list. Not that right. I don't like him, but...
But he's just...
I think he's the best.
It's right undeniable now. At some point,
I
right?
think, yeah, he's the best. Mm-hmm. So the next topic was you one from me. So I asked you, basically, the parameters. You can move five wrestlers from any one company to any other company. Who do you move to where and why? Okay, so you want to go one at a time?
Okay, so yeah. Honorable right. mention to Sting going to WWE because he probably wouldn't wrestle there and he could leave Darby alone. And Shayna Baszler to AEW for obvious reasons and because I saw you had it and we didn't want to duplicate anything.
Right.
So my first one is I would put Shinsuke Nakamura back in New Japan.
I support that.
He's been
that.
Wasted in WWE after his NXT run. Even his NXT run wasn't as good as probably New Japan fans would have hoped.
Yes.
Even though this would mean I would probably see him less, it's better for him. He'd be treated like a returning hero, and he could flourish until he retires. Like, he could have an epic career until he chooses not to.
Yep.
And he could maybe even revive the Intercontinental title because they got rid of it.
So he was my absolute favorite because when I was really watching in New Japan closely, that's when he was starting to get really, really big. And I was telling people, like, he's my favorite wrestler on the planet. His matches were amazing. Just his charisma and his quirky little stuff that he does. He's fantastic. And I have seen nothing close to that. Actually, this King character, he's showing a little bit of that quirkiness again, I notice. But yeah, nothing close to what he was there. So I love
even
that.
NXT,
I love
like
that choice.
Right, yeah.
So for me, I just wanted to say Aleister Black and Andrade debuting on AEW took two guys away from this list that honestly, both of those guys would have been on this list for me. And then an honorable mention, because I just watched them at Money in the Bank last night, goes to Viking Raiders going absolutely anywhere else other than where they are now, along with poor Ricochet, right? Even though he's getting some attention and he's having some really fun matches, it's clear, like, he's not getting to the top of the card at this point, right? I don't think so.
I would even, like, it's the same company, but, like, there's some people I would just like to move back to NXT even.
Yep.
Right?
Like, absolutely. So my first one that I was surprised, you did give honorable mention, but I was surprised it wasn't like the first one out of your mouth because you love her so much, is Shayna Baszler the heck out of WWE main roster?
I would put her at NXT in an ideal world just because like...
See, I want her in AEW because I think they need her and imagine how well they would book her. The women's division there is still kind of emerging. Baszler would be like... To me, she comes
she
in.
Would
and
she would be the Walter of that division.
She's your Brock Lesnar, I think. Like, she comes in and just hurts people for months.
Right, and then I'm thinking she could have, like, a Walter-level title run.
Yep,
like,
and I don't know. You can put her with a manager. There's lots of good mouthpieces there. She'd be great in Team Taz if Team Taz is
That would actually work if they're, like, Layla Hirsch or...
If their profile was a little bit bigger, because I want Baszler to come into something, like, near the top of the card, not... So if Team Taz gets things organized, she'd be a great fit for them.
She could be a female member of the Elite.
She is so much better than what you see on WWE
right
now.
If you've only seen her on the main roster, then you'll probably think we're dumb. But if you've seen her in NXT.
When she started in NXT, she wasn't amazing because she was crossing over from MMA.
But then just like that.
But she got really good and her character work got a lot better. She's the most believable, like... shooter killer of the women that I see right now. So
and she's one of the few that's like legitimately good. Like yep. I enjoyed her matches.
So that's my first choice. I knew you would support me on that one.
Yes.
What's your second choice?
My second one, you kind of mentioned it, was Ricochet to AEW.
Yes.
I don't think they should sign many people. We've made that point, but I think he would just be amazing there. They'll let him do whatever he wants yep. to do, and then he could face Phoenix.
Yeah, you're putting him in. That's the one match that would be near the top, but again, putting him with Pac, putting him with Penta, putting him
right,
with
Omega. Right, and then he can just, like, I feel like his high-flying, like, insane stuff has been toned down a lot.
It has, for
right?
me, for main
so
roster style, for
that's,
sure.
And then I think then that will be not the case here. Like, he can do whatever.
Had a cool spot in Money in the Bank last night, but we'll talk about yep. that later. My second choice is, just for some interesting matchups and to work a hard-hitting style, is Walter to New Japan. So just Walter working a whole bunch of the guys over there, I would love to see. And maybe he has already, but I haven't seen it. Just a bunch of fresh matchups that I haven't seen. And maybe to raise his profile a little bit too, because I don't know how many people are watching
yeah.
NXT UK, right?
The only
right?
issue would be them. He's a little more difficult to watch for us. But.
Yes. I think there's just so many matches that would be like, violent and uncomfortable in a good way working that style they work over there, especially if he's facing Ishii or some of the hard hitters like that. They would probably be a bit uncomfortable to watch, but not in a bad way. So Walter to New Japan's my second choice.
My next one, another one to AEW, but this one I'm going to say Buddy Murphy because...
Yep.
Buddy Murphy. He's probably one of my favorite underutilized talents. He just got released, so this is a pretty like close possibility. He really showed his talents during the Cruiserweight run, similar to Pac, and in showcases when he debuted on SmackDown against Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan. And he's a really talented guy who I don't think they would waste in AEW because I think they would recognize his talents. And I think at the very least, he would be an awesome TNT champion. Like, he could go main event if they really wanted to, but I think at least he would, like, be a mid-card ruler.
Yeah, amazing in the ring. My only concern with him is character and promo stuff. I don't think he's quite...
But maybe they can take care of that.
But again, they have enough, you're right, because they have enough manager-type people who can talk, right? That they can help him out with that.
Right.
My third choice, probably not one many people would make because I don't know how many people watch Impact. But if you listen to me, you know how I feel about Rohit Raju. I think he's one of the most improved wrestlers over the past couple years. I put maybe Tay Conti because she seems to has just, although I don't know where she's gone lately, but in terms of improvement, this guy is so fast, technically really, really good now. Character work is awesome, cuts really good promos, is an awesome, sneaky, weaselly kind of heel. And I think he could have some amazing matches with some of the talent currently in NXT. His speed and overall ability would make him a great fit. He's kind of got that size that all of them kind of have, like O'Reilly, Cole kind of size, maybe a little bit bigger. And I think this would get him the exposure I kind of think he deserves. I think he's like one of those best kept secrets right now because not many people are watching.
No, that's Buddy Impact. Murphy.
Right, that too. So my third choice is Rohit Raju to NXT.
That's definitely a very you choice.
It is like, very me choice.
Yeah.
Love Rohit.
So
go
next
watch
one,
him.
I would send AJ Styles back to Impact.
Interesting.
He's
I don't think I noticed this
he's
one.
He's still a great talent, but you can tell he's start kind of winding down his career. Like I think he's even said like the current contract he's on is his last one
right.
with WWE. I don't think he's being used great for some of his skills. He's basically Omos's babysitter.
Kind of, right?
Like, and if you return to Impact, it would be kind of like Nakamura. He'd be like a returning hero, kind of like
oh,
a returning 100%. Top guy.
He's arguably the all-time greatest star to come
right.
out of there.
He has a ton of history there, and he was the top guy, and it would be a great way for him to end his career. He could also reunite with the Good Brothers, as he was the one, like, Omega was never in the Bullet Club with the Good Brothers, or at least not for that long.
Right.
Like, because when he joined, they were out on their way out with AJ, and he could gun straight for Omega, because Omega was the one who booted him from Bullet Club as he
yep.
was leaving for WWE. And with the Forbidden Door open, he could still cross over back to New Japan and even go to AEW.
Something was going off in my headset mm-hmm. there. My fourth choice is, even though it looks like he might be getting a bit of a push coming up, I still think Big E getting out of there and heading, I put to AEW. I just think he's the total package and he's overdue for a singles run at the top of the card. He might be, but he has everything, right? Size, strength, speed, charisma. He can talk. He can be funny. He can be serious. I don't understand what's taken WWE so long to pull the trigger, but I think AEW could do a better job with him. So I would move Big E to AEW.
Mm-hmm.
Your final one?
My final one is going to be Mr. Finn Balor to AEW.
Nice.
I think this would just be really good. He's really good. He's even improved like character-wise in his last NXT run. I think he'd be a huge star there too. Plus with the likes of the Young Bucks and the Good Brothers around in AEW, he has some familiar faces in the company and friends in high places.
Right.
Another good spot for him to go would be back to New Japan, but there's so many dream matches for him in AEW. I think it's a fresh spot for him. I think it'd be really cool. I feel like his matches would be better with like where he's like more freedom in the
yeah.
ring is what I'm trying to say.
And where they don't care how small he is.
Right.
So
and
much.
Now that he's not in NXT, I want him somewhere else.
Right. That's fair. My final one, and I'm not trying to pick on Impact because I do like the company and I want them to do well, but I'm just looking for what competition and what I'd like to see. And that's Deonna Purrazzo taken away from Impact and also sent to AEW. Certain talent deserve more attention than they're getting. And she deserves to be part of a major company and to be in an important role for a major company. Super talented, in my opinion, in every aspect of pro wrestling. I like her promos. I love her in-ring style. Just a technical master, several different finishing maneuvers, always puts on a good match. her addition to the women's division along with Baszler in this scenario, I think would bolster that division for years to come. WWE somehow missed the boat on her. I don't know what their issue with her was, although I have my thoughts, but I don't know. I don't think AEW would miss. I think they'd use her correctly.
I think they know a good talent when they see one.
She's just so talented. So that would be my final move that I would make. All right, next topic. This was another
one from you.
Another one of mine, because I heard somewhere else they were sort of discussing the difference.
And I think we were talking about this. Like, we didn't really, like, but you mentioned this to me. Like, I knew this was going to be in.
So basically, as a wrestling fan, right, it kind of boils down to a couple things. Are you an in-ring guy? Like, that's what you really need is in-ring action. Or are you a storyline guy? Right now, of course, everybody pretty much is going to be a combination of this, because I don't think somebody's only wrestling and I don't care. But I'm saying, like, if you're a combination, what's the breakdown? Like, what's the percentage for each? Okay. So that was the basic question.
Are you an
in-ring guy or a storyline guy?
I just realized I didn't finish typing on it, but that's
I can go first if you want.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
So I think I'm definitely more of an in-ring guy, but you always need a good storyline. So how I see it is, a good match with a good storyline is obviously the best of both worlds.
Right.
But you can have a good match without a good storyline, or a storyline, period. But I find if it's a bad match with a good storyline, it's not as good. And then it can sour you on that storyline. Like, if you look back on this good storyline with bad matches, you're not really going to look back on it as a good storyline.
I agree.
Take that tag match from NXT, Dunn and Lorcan versus The Way. That really didn't have much storyline to it, but it was awesome and I loved it, right?
Yep.
And so I don't think you need a good storyline. Obviously, it's better, but I think...
Or may I also, to strengthen your argument, may I suggest a certain Tyler Rust versus Tommaso Ciampa?
Yes.
Right?
I also love that.
And it was great.
Yeah, it was great.
So now you're ducking the question. I wanted you to put a percentage on it. So what percentage are you in ring versus storyline? I'm going to hold you to it. Just kidding. There's no way to. What could I possibly do?
I would say probably I see what you put. I'm around that, maybe 70-30
70 in ring, 30 story?
Yeah.
That's fair, I think.
I think matches, you can have one without a storyline. It's just the storyline bolsters it.
We're going to be really similar. What a surprise. We are related. I would have to say I'm an in-ring guy over a storyline guy, but if I have to estimate the split, I was saying I'm about 65-35 in favor of in-ring. And sort of what got me thinking about this is I've documented it on the podcast, right, is my changing thoughts kind of on the Pure Division in ROH, because I thought that's what I wanted, right? It's just all legit wrestling with very little storyline behind it. It's all about pure competition and stuff. And I thought that was a great idea. And then I just started to realize, no, I need something a little more. I need a little bit of storyline. I can't just have 100% in-ring. So part of my reasoning for this is that, like you're saying, right, I can absolutely love a match that has little to no story if the action's incredible, right? But I have trouble loving a storyline in wrestling that delivers weak matches, which is what you were saying. I'm way more likely to say, and I think you'd agree, right, the build wasn't great, but the match was awesome, so I'm okay with it, right? I'm more likely to say that than that match was awful, but the story leading up to it was so good, so I'm okay.
Right?
I will just be disappointed because the match didn't deliver, because the match comes last, right?
Right, so, yeah. Because, everything, the storyline is building up to the match. The match is, the end game.
Yes.
Right, yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. It's not the match doesn't, precede the storyline, right? The storyline...
I mean, it can continue beyond it, I guess,
but... The storyline, it builds up the match, right?
Yes.
And that, it's just the match is kind of at the end of the road,
right?
I think that's a good way to put it.
So, of course, like you said, the ideal is you have both. So, I said, see the Young Bucks Omega
storyline. Right, that's what made that, what some were calling the greatest tag match of all time.
Right,
because it was amazing in the ring, but the storytelling was also on point.
And I feel like we're going to get that with the Paige Omega thing right now that they're telling. And I'm sure that match will be amazing
as
well.
Right, that's what you want.
All right.
So, I think this is our final one.
Last topic. Beautiful.
The one I put in is to book your dream takeover, but you got to use the current guys and the current championship.
You know what annoyed me about your restrictions?
What?
Was having to include Cross in my dream matches. I was honestly I don't like this, but
yeah,
I followed your rules.
It had to be fair.
I followed your rules. So let's go.
If I was booking my dream takeover, I would Cross would have been squash or something.
Do you want to just go match by match, or what? Do you want to give your whole card? It's up to you.
Yeah, we'll do the card.
Okay, go ahead.
So I wrote max of 6 matches and maybe try to give a reasoning for the card at the end.
Oh, I sure did.
So I saw you put a pre-show match, so I also put one. I thought Tyler Rust versus Jordan Devlin.
Oh, that's a nice last-minute addition. Yep.
So it's a cool little crossover between the two NXT brands. I think both are really talented up-and-comers, and this would work really well. But neither of them are super high-profile, right? So I don't think you could quite justify this on a main card.
Right.
But like they don't usually do much on the pre-show, so I think this would be really cool. They could get the time they need with a bit of a smaller spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
And so my ideal opener. It's gonna be Swerve versus Reed versus Escobar.
Yeah, I had to leave Reed out of my card. You didn't get him in there.
And a triple threat for the North American title. Alternatively, for a pre-show match, you could have done Saraya versus Stark, I feel like.
Yep.
But, we've seen that already.
Oh, yeah, I got no Io Shirai. I'm missing a lot of people, but...
I don't think I used Shirai either. Oh, no, I did.
You did.
So, just because we already seem to be getting Swerve versus Escobar, and Reed kind of does have unfinished business in this area, right? Because
right.
He was kind of screwed over by Hit Row.
Yeah.
And I think this just feels like an ideal opener for me. And I like Reed now, so I did kind of want to include him. And I feel like Swerve and Escobar kind of having to team up against him for a bit would be kind of cool. And
right.
Like, I think they're all good, and I think it'd be a really good mesh. Like,
yep.
I think Swerve and Escobar are already going to have a cool feud, and I think Reed would kind of have a babyface balance to this.
And a nice big man in there with a couple cruiserweights,
right,
too,
and
right?
I think just, like, you kind of want a bit of a babyface balance.
Yeah, sounds good.
So next I put Kushida versus Roddy for the cruiserweight title, because this seems to be the feud moving forward, and this would be an awesome match. Like, why wouldn't you want to see this?
Right.
I think this deserves to be on TakeOver, because, like, the cruiserweight title isn't on TakeOver a lot, but I think this would merit
it's match. Your pay-per-view, you put it on there if
right.
you want.
But I think, like, in real life, I think this, like, because, like, if they build this. Next,
I'd
I put
it.
Together who I think are NXT's top four teams. I put them in the ladder match, which was Grizzled Young Veterans, Champion Thatcher, MSK, and Legado del Fantasma in a four-way tag ladder match.
Nice.
In 2019, when the War Raiders vacated their tag titles, they were put up in a four-way tag ladder match between, I think it was Undisputed Era, Forgotten Sons.
I forgot about them.
Street Profits and a team I forgot.
Viking Raiders?
No, they vacated titles.
Oh,
I'll think of it. Oh, Birch and Lorcan. That's
nice.
What it was.
Nice.
And it was a really good match. And so I think these four teams are all really good. Like, I think we've been, like, Legado more lately. And putting them all together in the match would be awesome. It would just be crazy. And NXT is known for some pretty good ladder matches, right?
They are.
So I think this would be a worthy addition to that trend. Next is my women's title match, which is Raquel versus Io 2.0. I thought they had a pretty good match at TakeOver Stand and Deliver, so I booked a rematch. But with the steel cage stipulation, you can kind of build this up with Dakota Kai repeatedly kind of being a nuisance.
Right.
And so then you could put this in. Steel cage matches are also a pretty rare occurrence in NXT. I think this would be an appropriate use because, like, they're pretty careful when they use certain stipulations, right?
Yeah, they
like,
are.
Which, the main rosters, that there's a difference there. So I think that this would be a cool match. And you could just have Raquel power Io into the cage a bunch and stuff. Like, it'd be cool.
Io could jump off things.
Next, we got Pure Dream match is Samoa Joe versus Walter. Walter does not come to NXT US too often, usually just for big matches or title defenses, in which this is both. Joe versus Walter would have the best slugfest of all time. Both of them are pretty similar. Like, they're big burly wrestlers.
They
hit hard.
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty similar, and so this would just be awesome. It would probably be, like, the greatest defense of all time for Walter. Like,
yeah.
This would just be amazing.
It would be it would be uncomfortable at times to watch, probably.
Yeah. It was really good last time. This would be a good way to... that's my next match. Finally, I would book a rematch of TakeOver In Your House's main event, which
nice.
Is the five-way. It was really good last time. This would be a good way to include all of NXT's top talents. As a reminder, it's Cross, O'Reilly, Dunn, Cole, and Gargano. I really like this, and... This would be like, this is my, since I have to include Cross, I have to put my dream way to get the title off of him.
That's kind
of
what I was thinking.
He
too.
Loses it in a multi-man match and goes up to the main roster.
Nice.
That's my dream scenario. And so I also prepared my results. I would book to win Rust for the pre-show, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Swerve, because I think he's really on a roll. I think he needs to keep the title.
Yep.
Roddy, because I think that would help Diamond Mind out. And Roddy's Roddy.
He is rowdy.
And he's, like, probably more interesting than Kushida. Ciampa and Thatcher, I think, should win just because I think MSK have done good. They have really good matches, but I think
Ciampa and Thatcher belts, right?
are better in promos and stuff, which I think
they are, for sure.
Is, and they're equally as good in the ring. I would book Gonzalez to win because I feel like we need someone new to beat Gonzalez.
Right.
I would have Walter retain because Samoa Joe's not from the UK. I just feel like it doesn't really work, but it would just be an epic match. And then for the main event, I would book Pete Dunne to win because he deserves it. And
I approve of that message.
Right. Yeah. And I just think it's his time. So they need to do, they need to capitalize on that at some point. So good, what do you got for you?
Good looking pay-per-view. Oh, I'd watch
and
it.
And I need to determine what my takeover would be called too. No, it would be Takeover Toronto 3.
Takeover Toronto 3. Nice. Yes. So for mine, my pre-show match is going to be Ilya Dragunov versus Kyle O'Reilly. Because I really like both of them. It's just like a bonus brand crossover.
Or I'll call it Takeover Grand Slam.
To get them on the pay-per-view.
That would be a really cool... That's almost too good for a pre-show, though.
Probably is, but I'm stacking my card, right? So one, Dragunov's going to get the win to give NXT UK some shine and attention, because I think they're sort of overlooked a little bit.
Yep.
Next, I have Swerve Scott versus Santos Escobar for the North American title. So this one is going to be in a cage because there's been a lengthy feud with interference from both. I feel like
that cage works better for that. That's a good one.
Legado and Hit Row have been involved in too many things, so they need to keep them out.
That's pretty good.
And Swerve's going to retain after doing something crazy in the cage in my match. Next, I'm going to have Raquel Gonzalez versus Dakota Kai. I don't think you're going to like this one for the NXT Women's Championship.
No.
So this is like the Shawn Michaels. It'd be a
good match, though, if you have to.
But I'm saying you're going to get a bunch of time with them together, right? So this is... Gonzalez has been built as a dominant heel. Kai is going to sort of shift to become sort of the plucky underdog baby face when things break down.
I'm thinking like, because I'm thinking the way it goes is Kai gets jealous of her and then like Kai turns heel.
So I wanted to keep Gon's heel and go with Kai's baby face for
that
now.
That would work. Although Kai is a baby face. The only issue is that didn't work last time.
No, but I think she's such a better performer now in ring and just character wise. So Kai's going to pick up the dramatic babyface victory over the sort of dominating monster heel is where I'm going. Cruiserweight Championship. This one I got a bit weird too. We're going to go with Kushida versus Carmelo Hayes. So now we're imagining this is off in the future. So we've had months of Hayes being built as like a cocky, flashy heel who's kind of overconfident in his ability to defeat even like he could call it the boring Kushida, right? Because he's just a wrestler with no real flash to him. So Kushida, in the meantime, is going to be racking up wins with his technical skills, and Hayes will be building his resume with his flashy offense and lots of taunting and stuff of his opponents. Because, I mean, I'm obviously reading into a lot of the limited stuff I've seen from Hayes so far, but I think he's got potential in both of these areas as character-wise and in-ring. And Kushida's such a quiet guy, right, that Hayes can be cutting these loud, obnoxious promos and things to sort of take control of this feud. And then I would actually book Hayes to win. He's going to bring some personality and charisma to the cruiserweight division that I think it desperately needs.
Mm-hmm.
And then in my main event, did you see what I did here? Or sorry, I have two more matches. So I'll go with this one first. So similar to you, I want Samoa Joe and Walter, but I didn't have a spot for Pete Dunne on the card and I love him. So I put him in here.
I would have thrown him in another match.
So this is a triple threat for the NXT UK Championship. Just three of the hardest hitters.
That would be pretty bananas. I feel like Dunn would die, though, because, like, it's Joe and Walter.
They hit hard. They don't mind being hit, so this is just going to be a brutal affair. Walter's going to retain, and then Joe and Dunn are going to spin off into a feud there, as each of them is going to feel that the other sort of screwed him over during the match somehow, is the point. So Walter retains, goes back to UK. Dunn and Joe are left here to settle their differences. And then I guess in my final match for the NXT Championship... This is where I got weird, buddy. I went Gargano versus Ciampa versus Cole versus
No,
Cross.
I like that. It's just I feel like Ciampa's been kind of diminished.
Well, I'm saying this could be like 6 months away or whatever, right? Like not right
this
minute.
No, I like this.
So Ciampa and Gargano end up having to work together for much of this match to sort of, especially to deal with Cross the Monster. So they even do some like tandem offense from their DIY days.
I just read your thing.
The crowd is eating it up, right? And it's looking like these guys might work together and get back together. But then, of course, once they sort of have eliminated Cross and Cole somehow, they've been taken out.
Would it be an elimination match or just
No, I'm just saying like they're taken out of the action somehow. Ciampa's going to turn on Gargano near the finish, destroy him. Ciampa wins the championship, probably pinning Gargano in this case. And then Gargano, obviously, is looking for revenge, and he's going to begin his babyface chase for the title. And yes, it sort of sounds like a reboot.
No,
but,
that's a good reboot.
But it's what I want, dang it. So
that's a good reboot.
Right? So it kind of gets Ciampa out of a tag team and all that. But again, I was looking as like in the future, not right at this minute where they're positioned. So that is what I would do if I were booking
takeover?
It. Oof, I don't know. I'm not very creative. What do you think I should call it? Looking at my matches. I don't know. Takeover something in Canada. Something to do with Canada.
Toronto.
Takeover Toronto? That's kind of boring, but okay.
Yeah, but then we can. But then we would get to go watch it.
That's true. That's true. So I think that was the last topic, right?
That's basically it, yeah.
That's just us sort of putting out a little thank you for anybody that's listened to us.
If you guys like this, we'll do this again probably next year at least.
Or if you have other topics you'd like, feel free to contact us, fnswrestling@gmail.com, fns_wrestling_podcast on Instagram. Suggest a question, ask us something, we may turn it into a podcast. We just thought we'd try something a little bit different.
We wanted to do something for this, right?
Give our listeners a little
cool
bonus
that we made it.
For a year of doing this. Some of you may have been listening right for the whole year. Some of you may have just joined
and
in later.
And if you have, like, good let for us you. Know, and we will actually, like, for sure.
Because the first
we'll shoot it anyone.
The first few episodes weren't the best when I go back and listen, but we're starting to figure things out now. I hope.
Yeah.
But anyways, thanks for any time you spend listening to us. As
we've
said
got
earlier,
a bunch of stuff coming up, so stay tuned.
There will be stuff coming up. Stay tuned. So whenever we see you, we will see you. And until then, take care.